Hi, I'm Mo Torre. You're listening to JD Khemri Premier Podcast, and I'm back. Back by Delta Man. Cold
from my skin to the bone. Welcome to the JD Khemri Premier Podcast, where we've witnessed more comebacks than a Take That concert last weekend. And I'm sure there'll be more to follow on a truncated fixture list this weekend. Oh yes, Mo Torre back at Barry, Carnarvon Town coming back from beating Airbus and Aberyst with having damage done to them last week and making a fantastic comeback the week after. Mark Jonah-Jones is with me, and he's brought back his 70 flares. They were always in fashion. Jonah, look, where to start with all the comebacks here? I suppose, full credit to Aberystwyth, I'm sure their heads were down after 10-1. Mark Williams, their captain, promised a response, and he delivered.
Full credit to Aber, absolutely. Nobody painted over the cracks. Aber didn't paint over the cracks. But we did say on a podcast last week, you never want to have a defeat like that. But TNS can do it on their day to anybody. Maybe not, a hammering, but 10-1 was a double hammering. And for them to come back and get a 2-1 against a tough, go to the Rock, get 2-1 against Huey Griffiths, Kevin Druids, who've been playing well. That is some result. Well done, like we say, to the captain for getting a brace, Mark Williams. We're getting a goal, Mark Williams. I think Jeff got the winner, didn't he? Jeff Galloway got the winner. So, they're about 6 points now from 4 games. They're in sixth place. What the way football can change. I think at the end of the podcast last week, we did say that what they need to do is just put it behind them, the TNS result. Put it to bed. Now, this weekend, they're home to Airbus. If they can get a win, they could be on 9 points out of 15 and most probably be in the top four. What a crazy start to Airbus season. But I personally say, well done to the coaching staff, well done to the manager and the players to turn around a 10-1 and get a 2-1 away victory. I think that's applauded by everybody in the league.
And if you talk about crazy, then you look at the game that you were covering on Scorio, Jonah, where Airbus went 2-0 up, and we were all sitting there thinking this is a bit of a shock. We knew Airbus had something in them. We didn't think that they could overturn a strong Carnarvon side, and neither did the strong Carnarvon side coming back in the 96th minute plus overtime plus extra time.
Oh, brilliant game. Second half. First half, Airbus took the lead through Andy Owen's goal, P.O., Mike Pearson gave him a little early Christmas present with a back pass. But he did well after that, by the way, to, keep a cool head after such an early mistake. But 1-0 half-time, Airbus doing okay. They said, O'Shaughnessy said he was pleased with the way they've done so far this season. But a great second half, for the 1-1 to go 1-1. Then for Airbus to score within, I think, 10 seconds of playing. I think it was something like 50 seconds between the goals, but actual playing after the celebrations was about 10 seconds. You have to check that. That could be one of the records of a goal scored quickly after one's been scored in our league. But when they had five up top, in the second half, they had Noah Edwards, they had Jamie Breeze, they had Danny Brookwell, they had Leo Smith, and they were really, really. He rolled the dice. Sean Eardley, and you've got to take your hat off to him. They went 2-1 behind with 10 minutes to go. Game over, they looked again, but they really, really, they looked electric. And the goal by Breeze, it was a peach of a goal. Great through ball from Gareth Evans from the back. Puts Breeze on. He's attacking a goalie at real pace, that Mac. And to go round him and slot that in, he takes some stick in this league, Jamie Breeze, for not finishing his chances. But he won't score many better one-on-ones than that, mate. Great game, great performance by Carnarvon. It puts him on 5 points, but it leaves, it leaves Airbus rooted to the bottom, unfortunately.
We'll talk about Airbus later as we preview next weekend's fixtures. But what does it say about Carnarvon that they've gone and done that away? Now, admittedly, they're a fair travelling crowd with them. It might have felt like a home game at the elements, especially later on in the game. But, they are away and they've not let their heads drop. And is it a grit and determination that sends a message that you've got to watch them away now? The Oval will be a hard place to go, but now you've got to watch them away.
I tell you what, Mac, the Oval is a brilliant place to play football with the home crowd and everything, and their tradition is fantastic. But they got some players who really skip across the 3G. They got some real speed merchants like Danny Brookwell, like Jamie Breeze, Darren Thomas, like I said, Noah Edwards, they skip across that 3G, and you know they really look sharp in the second half. So, you know, they have the capacity, I think, again, to maybe come in a top six. You know, it's a big ask. They came fourth last year. To replicate fourth would be unbelievable. But I still think they've got a good group of players there. The manager's doing a good job. They all know each other now. And yeah, what they have got, I think they got an attacking flair about them where they won't stay in and try and camp behind and pinch a 0-0 or you know, they're always looking to get goals with the players they got in their team. So them and Barry Saturday, well, that could be game of the day. Barry doing really well. You know, they got Mugdo Torre back. Well, that's a great for them. They just signed a youngster from Cardiff City. I think he was Cardiff's youth player of the year last year, you know, 18-year-old Sean Spence, to go along with Kane McLagan. So, yeah, things are looking good for Barry. Joined top of the league with Cardiff Met, and Carnarvon have had a good game last week. So that'll be a great game at Jenner Park this Saturday, mate.
And you've nibbled there at the man coming back, Mo Torre. Very interesting return. It's lifted spirits, no doubt, at Barrytown United. And if you thought that they were starting to be a club that, you know, could do well from their current appearances in the league this season, and, you know, they were wiping the doubters away that they would be falling away, then they get their man back, the one that they've always wanted, and Mo. And now you start to wonder whether they're the team to talk about in terms of taking on TNS.
Well, look, you know, I'm sure that... were they to secure Europe again, that is a massive, massive task. It would be a massive achievement again for Gavin Chesterfield and his coaching and playing staff. Maybe, you know, approaching TNS might be looking a little bit too high at the moment. I'm sure they take European football all day long. But he's assembling a good squad. You know, he brought the likes of... you know, brought four or five in this summer, like we say, with Mugdo Torre coming back. McLagan seems to be playing with a new lease of life again. He's amongst the goals. Clayton Green, you know, he rattled in a 25-yarder down at Carmarthen to give them the 1-0 win. And I just think, you know, he's brought in some decent players. And their squad, that's the difference now. They're winning games with three or four of their better players. Don't forget, they've been without Cottrell and Hood the last three games, and they've taken 7 points out of nine. So yeah, they're assembling a good squad. You might be have a little inkling there, Mac, what everybody else might be thinking. They could be definitely top three challengers once again.
I think Mo coming back has made them a little bit more than that for me. Well, it's probably too early doors to say. But what's interesting is you come back to that fact that you say Kane McLagan's a bit on fire. Of course, he's been playing in more of a striking role since Mo left. So I presume he reverts to the old position. Does that stint his growth?
No, I think Kane. I know Kane, Mac. I know Kane well. Kane will play anywhere for you. He's a great, you know, he was an ex-professional, obviously, at Southampton. And he's brought up that way in football. So he's one of the footballers who usually does as the manager tells him what to do. But I know where Kane's most happy. Kane's most happy is a number nine. And I'm sure Kane will want to fight tooth and nail for the number nine shirt. Once you get the you know, the feeling of scoring goals again and being your club's actual number nine, I'm sure he'll want to keep that shirt.
Well, a couple of teams were busy last minute in the transfer window, which of course closed. One of the interesting points you made about there was Barrytown United taking a Cardiff City player, and Pennebont have taken a few of them over the recent few weeks as well. I think I read a stat that there are five Cardiff City players in both of those sides.
Yes, well, there you are. I think that's progress for our league. That and when, you know, Cardiff City. When our league first started, maybe there were third and fourth division clubs, maybe lending us one or two players then. Championship clubs, these are now, you know, lending us players. So that shows that if there's championship clubs letting their bright youngsters out to play in the league, the managers must be pleased with the way our league's football is being played and the competition in our league. That's a good addition to our league. Championship clubs loaning players to play in it. And loaning players, by the way, were not guaranteed to make starting lineups. So that gives you one to think about.
And does it make the South stronger? I mean, obviously Cardiff and Newport seem to be backing up Barry and Penabont. Swansea have also done a bit of business with Llanelli at one time and TNS to a certain extent with obviously the Ben Cabango, who we could go and talk on about for years after his recent good performances. Are Wrexham playing any role in this?
Wrexham got a few. If you roamed out there, I seen Brian Hughes and Carl Darlington last week. Watching, they got a couple out on loan at Airbus, watching their younger players there. So yeah, they are playing a part in it. So you know, they are also looking quite closely at a few players in this league. Don't worry about that. So it is starting to be taken notice of.
Well, that's good news both ways. I'll make the point here that. Penabont were, of course, leading TNS for a long period of that game last Saturday and just slipped up a little bit 2-1. So TNS quite clearly off the boil on Saturday against TNS.
Mark, really rating the Penabont, like you said, you know, that was a smart performance by Griffiths and his team last week at Penabont. They had some great plaudits. I spoke to Mike Harris earlier on this week. He said he was really surprised how well they played Penabont, and he said of all the teams that have been there over the last couple of years, maybe they were unlucky to go away without any of the spoils, but you know, it don't mean a lot. It means a lot to the boys in football in terms of they can stand up and play against, you know, the best in the league, but they just got to go and do it in other games as well now. You know, they got 1 point out of their first four games, but what a start they've had. Barry Town, Newtown, TNS, you know, they've had Cardiff Met, and I think they have Bala this week. So whoever made the fixtures out at the start, I'm sure Gwyn might not get a birthday card. Will his birthday be in September? It just looked like they've had hard ones to start off. But I spoke to Griff as well earlier on in the week, and he said it's encouraging because with maybe easier games to come, maybe after this weekend, he thinks his team can gain the points to climb up the league. So, you know, they're not happy with only 1 point from four games. But you must say, and everybody must agree, that was some performance last week at TNS. And that's real hard luck to play as well as they did and come away with nothing.
Well, it's inspiring to get that sort of result. And I think it encourages the crowds on even more. And everybody's looking at Penabont's crowds now and thinking, oh, they're adding a few hundred to us as well. I mean, there were some good numbers in the Cymru North this weekend, attendance-wise, and it seems, hopefully, that will filter through to the Premier.
Yeah, I hope so, Mac. Well, it's a great game this Saturday. I mean, they played Bala. It's a big game. Bala made a dream start of the season, beating TNS, going to Barry with a draw. You know, they were unhinged last week by Connors Key, 1-0, but they still got 7 points, so Kate Noel know, and will go to Penabont. The result last week, I think, from Penabont will put a bit more care in the Bala changing room. So if Bala will go down, a point for both teams wouldn't be a disaster. I think it would be a great point for Penabont just to get back on track again of gaining another point. Bala, I think, will look for three to stay amongst the top boys. But if Penabont play as well as they did last week, a point might be a good point for Colin's team.
Well, we're truncated programme this weekend because we've got some Tunnocks Scottish Cup action coming up. We'll talk about that in another podcast. But let's go to that game, Aberystwyth Town against Airbus. Now, Aberystwyth Town will have shown Airbus, look, if you get a bit of a knockback in a tough game the week before, you can come back and you can deliver. And I think Airbus will be really up now for trying to get that first point on the board and will want to get their mark in this league.
Yeah, Mark, well, like I said, we spoke at the beginning of the podcast what a turnaround it was for Aber and well done from everybody. And Airbus, like you said, they started well against Carnarvon. They need a point now. They need a point. The big man's key to them, Andy Owens. They were good in midfield. You know, they got a group of youngsters playing in midfield. Like you said, a couple of Wrexham loanies in there. They were strong at the back, but they were just unhinged by a fast breaking Carnarvon in the last 20 minutes last week, who finally undone them. So Airbus, maybe like Penabont, the two newcomers, they've impressed in certain games so far this season, but it's the one every manager eventually calls out for. They need maybe an ugly win, an ugly 3 points, or an ugly point for Airbus to get off the, you know, get their start, their points campaign going. Something has to change, and you need to get up and running. And Steve O'Shaughnessy knows enough about this league to know that if he could get a point at Aber this weekend, that'll be a good point.
The Aber guys will want to say sorry in a proper way, I suppose, at Park Avenue, because that's where the TNS drumming happened. So they've got their incentive. Yeah, OK, we won away the other week, but we want to do this at home now to really get into the games.
Yeah, well, that's the word that's been lacking at Aber for the last 4 or 5 seasons, as everybody knows, because they can produce good performances. They got good footballers at Aber. You know, they got good coaching staff at Aber. They got great fans. So what they want now is the consistency of going to someone like Kevin Druids, winning 2-1, and then coming home, like we said, in front of their own fans, to put the 10-1 firmly behind them. Aber will be definitely looking for a home win this Saturday against Airbus.
Now, it's a very tight league at the moment. Apart from Airbus not having the points, the people are not cut adrift in any way, shape or form. So, is it a worry for Carmarthen Town at the moment? Their points count?
I think Smudgeon and the players will be a little bit disappointed. Like you said, again, they've played some good sides so far. And funnily enough, they've gone most probably to the hardest place, one of the hardest places away from home, and gained their only point, which was Connors Quay away in Deeside, which shows they can compete against anybody in the league. They were defeated last week again by a top team, Barrytown, only by 1-0. You know, they were defeated by Newtown by 2-1. So they're in the mix. They're in the mix. It's just one of those ones. You've got to get up. Your strikers, your midfielders, your defenders, your goalkeeper, you all got to have that one perfect game together sooner or later to really get you up and running. And once you get that win under your belt, it changes the whole lookout of the club, of your position in the league. You know, if were they to get a home win this Saturday against Cardiff Met, joint top of the table at the moment, it would be a hell of a result. So, yes, yeah, a big game this Saturday for the old gold. It's also a big game for Cardiff Met. You know, they're at the top. They've won again last week with a clean sheet again. They're missing the goalkeeper. Fuller's been up the last 2 weeks and it deputising young Alex Lang again. So he's done well to keep a couple of clean sheets. And Will Evans, Christian, is trying to turn Will and Jordan Lamb into goal-scoring forwards. And they're weighing in week after week. So something's going right at the Met. If they're not scoring that many, they're not letting many in. And they're joint top of the table. So this is a big game again down at the old goal this Saturday. Carmarthen will want a win. The Met will want to win. It's a great game to be at, that one this Saturday.
I was just going to say, we always worry about Will Fuller, don't we? We know that when he took a knock last season, it knocked a bit out of the sails of the Met. How long before he's back? Is this as bad as the other one?
I don't think it is, Mark. And like we say, same as usual, every player who's injured in this league, good luck, get back soon, Will. But, you know, the deputy's come in and that's why I mentioned his name. He has to take a bit of credit, young Lang, but it'd be great to see Will Fuller back as soon as possible.
Okay, well, you've already had a little chat about Carmarthen and Barry, which is our final game of the four this week, and certainly the tastier one. Of course, the cameras will be somewhere else on Saturday night because it's Tunnock's Cup action up at Deeside, and I'll be talking about that with Jonah on another podcast. But for the meantime, here on this JD Cymru Premier podcast, say goodbye, Jonah.
Yes, Mark, well done. Good luck to everybody Saturday, and we had some great games last weekend. Keep it up, lads.